Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You've heard a lot in the media lately about liquid nicotine. It comes in a variety of bright colors and in flavors that appeal to children, such as cotton candy and gummy bear. That's unbelievably ridiculous to me. And my guest today, Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Cross, yikes, really? Cotton candy and gummy bear?
Yeah, they're obviously trying to appeal to the younger crowd with these flavors. And unfortunately, sometimes it appeals to the very, very young kids. And so that's why what just passed in the Senate is such a big deal. They just passed a bill that will basically make it mandatory to have child-resistant packaging on these little bottles. And if you've never seen them, they look like food coloring. They're often brightly colored. They, as you said, taste delicious. They smell delicious. So they're really a hazard for small children who don't realize how toxic they can be.
Wow, that's just incredible that they're allowed to market them like that. And so now what are we getting new requirements from the FDA about this?
Basically, the FDA is sort of in this holding pattern as to regulating liquid nicotine, but hopefully they will deem that it is covered under the tobacco regulation, and they will begin to regulate it. But up until now, no, it has been, it's just been voluntary for companies to put the child-resistant packaging. And the thing to remember about this, even if you're not a child, if you're, you know, unfortunately a teen doing it or a young adult or an adult vaping, that you have to remember that nicotine is absorbed transdermally, which means that that's why the nicotine patch works. It can go through your skin. It can be absorbed even if you don't swallow it. That's why we can put things under our tongue. So sublingually, it can be absorbed. So for little kids or even for adults who open and spill it, they need to realize that they need to wash that off immediately, because think about how toxic this is. One of those little bottles can kill four toddlers.
The lethal
The lethal dose for a little kid is somewhere between a half and 1.5 teaspoons, depending on the strength of the nicotine in there. So if you think about how many times people call it poison control for a kid eating a cigarette has 1 to 2 milligrams of nicotine. One milliliter of this stuff is 36 cigarettes. So it's very toxic. So people need to think about that even when they're doing it themselves, that they need to wash their hands. They need to be careful with liquid nicotine.
You have my jaw down.
I know. It's amazing. I mean, we went up, there was over 4,000 child poisonings in 2014. There'll probably be more in 2015 because it just keeps, you know, the number of people vaping is really skyrocketing. I mean, in 2014, which is all I have this stats for, there's 2 million high school students who call themselves current users, which means they used in the last month. 500,000 middle school students. I mean, this is now, in 2014, was a $3.5 billion industry.
Wow.
And up to 10% of adults say they vape. So this isn't something that's just new age, like, you know, the cool thing to do. This is something that a lot of people are doing, and people need to realize what it is. And the other thing that, you know, has people concerned is that you think it's just pure nicotine that you're vaping, but it's not. It's in a solvent. They're taking the nicotine and they're putting it in something. So often it's glycerin they're putting it in, but a lot of times it's things like ethylene glycol, which, if you don't know, is antifreeze. So you have to realize that some of the things, you know, they're talking about how it's better for you than the tar or the other carcinogens that you're putting in your lungs for smoking. But this has not been studied. And, you know, you're basically breathing in, inhaling things like glycerin or antifreeze. My guess is we're going to see down the line that these have serious side effects and consequences for our lungs as well. So people shouldn't think that it's the clean smoke that people try to make it seem like. Anything you're putting in your lungs repeatedly is probably not good for your lungs.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So we're looking at whether or not these requirements are going to come through. And what do you want parents? I mean, if people are into vaping and they have kids, how do you even, I mean, keep this stuff away from kids? Are we just recommending not even having this, obviously not even having this stuff around? But that is just unbelievable to me, the danger that it can kill four toddlers.
I mean,
bottle.
One little bottle. I mean, there was such a sad story a year or so ago where their parents, the mother was moving. She had a little bottle of this. It was in a box. the boxes in the living room, and from what I understand, she turned around to put a SpongeBob movie in so that she could finish unpacking. Her son opened the bottle. She saw him do it. She couldn't stop him, and he died right there. I mean,
oh my God, that's
so
terrible.
Fast. So you have to think about, you know, one, obviously, as a healthcare professional, I would prefer you not to vape. If you're going to vape, you need to make sure that you are hopefully buying the child-resistant packaging, but even that, a lot of children can open. So you need to make sure that you're being very, very careful with where you're putting this. Is it in your purse? Is your purse accessible? You want to think about the people who come over to your house. Are they bringing this into your home? And are you going to people's homes where they vape? Because a lot of people buy these things in these giant containers off of, you know, the internet or whatever, and then they're pouring it into little containers themselves. And so it's just completely unregulated, and it's extremely dangerous. So we need to think of this up there with bleach and other things that we would not let our little kids get their hands on. And then I also think that what we really need to do is start talking to our tweens and our teens about, you know, the dangers of this, because I think a lot of them are under the misconception that this is completely fine for you and no big deal, and that it's pure nicotine, and, you know, so they get a little bit of an adrenaline rush, but it won't really do anything to them. And I think that we're going to see down the line that, you know, repeatedly exposing our lungs to, you know, the byproducts of this or the solvents that this is dissolved into is going to be causing some lung issues.
Wow, that is amazing. And while we're talking about this, we can jump a little into the e-cigarettes and just say about the fact that these don't really have regulations as well. Can a kid go buy these things?
It depends on the state. So yeah, they're not regulated either. So from what I understand, some states are now regulating e-cigarettes. Again, the FDA is looking into all of this. Some e-cigarettes, from what I understand, I don't use them, come sort of single packaged. Others, you can put other stuff in them, so you sort of do it yourself. So hookah is something that is really on the rise with
yeah.
kids and e-cigarettes. So these are things that parents just have to talk to their kids about, because otherwise they're getting information from other kids, and that's never good.
Well, and I think one other thing we should point out, Dr. Cross, is that people have nicotine patches. They're trying to quit smoking, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave these patches out, and if the kids get into them and put them on or want to see what it feels like to wear one of these things, can that cause a problem for kids?
Yes. So you definitely want to keep anything that has nicotine away from children. And if your child gets into anything that has nicotine, whether it's your medication, whether it's your vaping liquid, whatever, you need to call poison control immediately, and you need to talk to your pediatrician, you know, and this is something you need to take seriously. Even though nicotine is not necessarily a huge deal for adults, for a small child, the dose is very different. And so you need to make sure that you're keeping this away from children. And you really just need to think about, if you are trying to quit smoking, that the transdermal patch is a much better alternative than vaping, because at least that is FDA regulated. We know what's in it, and you put it on your skin. It's nicotine. It's just going through, as opposed to something that's completely unregulated by the FDA. When something's unregulated by the FDA, you really don't know what's in it.
Well, now I know people that have also tried to quit, and they use nicotine like mints
mm-hmm.
and nicotine gum, and these mints look like, you know, they just look like Tic Tac.
That's right.
And I can see that any kid would pick up a box of these things and eat four or five of them, thinking that they're just something fun. So now we're just out of time. So wrap it up for us. Best advice about liquid nicotine.
The best advice is to hopefully Obama will sign this bill, and it will at least make it a little bit safer when we're talking about the vaping liquid. But honestly, anything with nicotine, we have to be careful. We have to think about child-proofing and keeping away from our children. If your children do, for whatever reason, get into nicotine, you need to call poison control or your pediatrician and talk to your kids. Talk to your kids about, you know, e-cigarettes and vaping and hookah and everything, cigars, cigarettes, because if you don't talk to them, they'll get their information elsewhere.
They certainly will. It's great advice, and you're listening to Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.